Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Nun Gimel, we begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Chav Ches Amaveis at the Mishnah. HaMakadesh Bechelkoi Mikodshei HaKadoshim and Mikodoshim Kalim Eina Mekudeshes. If one with Makash, a woman using his portion of Kodshim, whether it's Kodshei Kadoshim, which is eaten only by Kohanim, or Kodshim Kalim, she is not Mekudeshes. Mimasa Sheini, if he used Maisa Sheini produce, Ben Shoigeg Ben Mezid Lekidesh, Divir Meir says, whether he did it Beshoigeg inadvertently or Bemezid, which means intentionally, she is not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mezid Kiddush, Shoigeg LeKiddush. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, if it was done intentionally, she is Mekudeshes. If it was Shoigeg unintentional, then she is not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Hekdush, Mezid Kiddush, Shoigeg LeKiddush, Divrei Meir. And as for using Hekdush, which is consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, if he did it by Mezid, she is Mekudeshes. If he did it by Shoigeg, she is not Mekudeshes. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shoigeg Kiddush, Mezid LeKiddush. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir, and he says, no, Shoigeg, if he did it unintentionally, she is Mekudeshes, but if he intentionally used it, then she is not Mekudeshes. Now the Gemara says, Reb Elazar Amar Divrei HaKol, Reb Yochanan Amar B'machlekes. Reb Elazar said that the first statement of the Mishnah about his own portion is agreed to by everybody. Reb Yochanan said, no, it is actually a machlekes, and it was particularly said by Rabbi Meir. Taman Tanin, and we have a Mishnah in Maseches Maisa Sheni, HaBachor Moichin Oisai Tomim Chai Uvalmum Chai V'Shochut V'Mekalchim Boyesai Isha. The Bachor, which is the firstborn animal, can be sold alive if it hasn't got a blemish, and either alive or slaughtered if it does have a blemish, and it can be used to be Mekadesh a woman. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, B'Shem Rishu ben Levi, Chai Loi Shochut. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, quoting Rishu ben Levi, said, no, it can only be sold alive, but not if it's already been slaughtered. V'am Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, Rav Meir Yalef Kol HaKadoshim Min Maisa Behema, Ma Maisa Behema Ein Mekadshim Boi Esa Isha, Af Kol HaKadoshim Ein Mekadshim Bahen Esa Isha. Rav Yehuda bar Pazi said that Rav Meir learns all Kodshim from Maisa Behema, which is the tithe of one's animals. Just as Maisa Behema may not be used to be Mekadesh, so too all Kodshim may not be used to be Mekadesh. Rav Yehuda Yalef Kol HaKadoshim Min HaBachor, Ma HaBachor Mekadshim Bahen Esa Isha, Af Kol HaKadoshim Mekadshim Bahen Esa Isha. Rav Yehuda says, no, we learn all Kodshim from Bachor, just as Bachor can be used to be Mekadesh, so too all Kodshim can be used to be Mekadesh. And the Gemara now raises the question, Mechalvo should say to Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, it seems that the opinion of Rav Yehuda ben Pazi has been switched. Taman hu Amar ben Chai ben Shochot, v'achu Amar Chai loy Shochot. Over there in our Mishnah, he said that whether it's alive or even if it's been slaughtered, it can be used for Kiddushin, because the Mishnah discussed his portion of a slaughtered korban. But over here in Maisa Sheni, he said that only if it's alive, but not if it's been slaughtered. And the Gemara answers, Taman b'shem Garmei Boam Hacha b'shem Rishu ben Levi. Over there in our Mishnah, he spoke for himself, but over here in Maisa Sheni, he was quoting Rishu ben Levi. Afilutem mekan v'kan b'shem garmei b'mekadesh b'chayim uveroi lipoi loy la'acha shchita. But you could even answer that in both cases he spoke for himself. Our mission is referring to when he was mekadesh with it when it was alive, and his portion means the portion that he would get after it was slaughtered. The Gemara asks, Ma taimid Rishu ben Levi? What is Rishu ben Levi's source for his din? And the Gemara answers, we quote a pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudches and Pasuk Yudches, in referring to a slaughtered Bechor, Uvsaram Yelacha Kechazeat Nufa, and their flesh will be yours like the breast of the wavering. Means just as the breast and thigh cannot be used to be Mekadesh because it came from the Protier Hashem, so too the Bechor after it was slaughtered. Ma time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, and what's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi source for his din? The words Yelecha shall be yours, we learn from this pasuk, means even after it was slaughtered, it should still belong to you. Ma mekayem Rav Shur ben Levi, how does Rav Shur ben Levi use that phrase? And the Gemara answers, Vayelecha ribeloi havoya acheres she hakol necha lishnei yomim v'layle echad. Shall be yours teaches not to compare it to a toida korban that can only be eaten for a day and a night, but rather compare it to a shlomim that can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Tamon taninan, chalas ha-ma'oretz v'amuduma v'alakuch v'kesed ma'iseh v'shoim menochis paturim min ha-demai. We have a Mishnah Maseches Demai that teaches, and the following are exempt from the din of Demai. Demai means the person who received produce from a ma'oretz, the person who was not careful with tumah and tahara, and to separate different tumas and ma'iseh. He usually would have to separate ma'iseh because of a concern that the ma'oretz did not do so. But the exemption exists in the following cases. The first case, if an Amma'aretz gave dough to a chaver, which is a person who is careful about Tumim Tahara, and he was a nida, and the nida wishes to separate chala, which is a portion of dough that's given to the kohen, and has to be kept tahor, he is exempt from demai. If produce of truma became mixed with regular produce when the possession of an aretz, also is exempt from demai. Produce that was bought with ma'aser sheni money. And the fourth case is the remainder of a mincha korban, that means the majority part that was not burnt on the mizbeach, that's eaten by the kohanim, that would not be chayev in demai. And the Gemara brings the brayser tani v'kulam sheyikra shem l'trumas ma'aser or l'ma'aser sheni shelahem ma'aser asa. In all of these cases, if he declared part of them to be trumas ma'aser or ma'aser sheni, even though he was exempt from taking off the separations for demai, this declaration would take effect. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Chutz Mesharim Menachos, Rabbi Elazar says, no, the Braisa means except for the case of the Mincha sacrifice. Rabbi Yerbia Omar, Hashah B'machlekes. Rabbi Yerbia says, the law of the Braisa, the entire law is subject to a machlekes. Rabbi Yossi Boy, Hai Da Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi said about what is this machlekes? Manun Kaimin, Inkrib Meir, Hu Masasheni, Hu Sharim Menachos, Lo Yasa Klum. Inkrib Yehuda, Masha Asa Osei. If the Tana of the Braisa is a Bimeya, then he views Ma'aser Sheni in the same way as the remainder of the Mincha offering that is considered to be the property of Hashem. And if it's a Yehuda, then even for the case of the Mincha offering, the declaration to separate Ma'asers should take effect. Amar Rabbi Mana, Azlis Lekisorin, Meshamas Rabbi Chezkiah, Yosef, Masne, Hamakadish Bechelkoi, Mekadji Hakadoshim, Mekadoshim Kalim, Eina Mukadesh. As Mana says, I went to Kisorin and I heard Rabbi Chezkiah teaching our Mishnah that one who was Mekadish using his portion of Kodshim, whether it's Kodshi Kadoshim or whether it's Kadoshim Kalim, she is not Mukadeshes. Rabbi Loza Omar Divri Hakol, Rabbi Yochan Omar Machlekes, Rabbi Mislei, Minan Shmielach Hadamilsa. And he said over that Rabbi Loza said that all agree to this, and Rabbi Yochan said it's actually a Machlekes, that only Rabbi Meir said it. And I, means that Rabbi Mana asked, from where did you learn this about Rabbi Loza? Amali, Mir Rabbi Yomia, and Chizkiah said, I heard it from Rabbi Yomia. Ra'amis Yos de Hushama Hadar de Beloza, Rabbi Loza Divri Hakol, who de Amar Machlekes. Rabbi Mana says, I said now that I understand. Means Rabbi Yirmiya said that there's a machlekes over the law of the Braisa about all of the cases other than the case of the Mincha Korban. He heard that Rabbi Loza's statement, if one who is makadish with Kodshim, she is not Mekodeshes, was also agreed to by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, de lo shmielei tzichehu do ama hai da machlekes. In Rabbi Meir, he, maisehi, v'shari menochos, v'asa klum. In Rabbi Yehuda, masha asa osei. Rabbi Yossi did not hear the subject of the machlekes, so he asked, what is this machlekes about? If it's according to Rabbi Meir, both for Maise and for the Mincha, he hasn't done anything. If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, then it takes effect. Kachatamach, Rabbi Meir, goz Rabbi Yehuda v'ama alikansu tamidav sh'Rabbi Meir kan, dochak sumchus v'al, ama hamakadish v'kotchen kotche kadoshim, v'isha nechnefes hi la'azora. When Rav Meir died, Rav Yehuda decreed that none of Meir's students were allowed to come in to the Beis HaMidrash because they were argumentative people. Simchus pushed his way through and asked about one who was Makadish with Kodshi Kadoshim, could a woman enter the Azorah in order to receive it? Amalei, b'makadish ha'ad ha'shliach, and he answered, yes, she could accept it through a shliach. Kama kidsha, Rav Loza Amar b'gufoi, Rav Yochan Amar b'toyvus anaya sheboi. How exactly did he Makadish her? Rav Loza said with the korban itself, and Rav Yochan said, no, with its toyvus anaya, which is the benefit that she can now sell it to someone else. Oy ne'ma v'loy peligin ma'da Amar b'loza b'gufoi b'cheskes toyvus anaya sheboi. Or we can say that Rav Loza and Rav Yochan didn't disagree, because Rav Loza also meant that he betrothed her with its actual benefit. Rav Chizkiah, Rebbei b'shem Rav Loza, Mekadshim b'putois, Shem Ma'aser Sheni, Rav Chizkiah, and Rebbei, quoting Rav Loza, said that one can be Makadish with coins upon which Ma'aser Sheni was redeemed, because the only problem with being Makadish with the actual Ma'aser Sheni produce itself.